I'm Jess Blaze, Gorilla Vegas Productions. Hello. We're here. We're trying to bring live music back to Burning Man. Organized live music. And we're producing shows and having fun. Absolutely. Reno Block Party. Wingfield Park. One day. Two stages. 3 DJs. And 14 plus bands. What's to stop Fall Silent from reuniting? I'm just saying.
If you listen to our show,
there's no reason to go to Sparks unless you're going to the Boulevard. Oh, wait. Stockwater, too.
Yeah, I lived in Sparks.
Motherfucker. Felix, I'm just saying. Fuck you, John Zadora. The best thing to do at Chase is just sit next to the exit. Absolutely. Can we take a break? Is that possible?
Let's hear some music. You want to do
some
music?
Wow. We bored you already.
You bored us to cheer them.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jess Blaze. Thank you.
Yeah. Already bored. I love my fucking family so much.
We'll miss you, Jess.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the secret underground studios of Mary Anarchy headquarters, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me are the regular monkeys, Nick Ramirez, who I'm looking right at, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, Armageddon. We've also got Dave Iazzi in this studio and Amy from the News and Review taking pictures.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Damn, you hit the post like a motherfucker there.
Nice. 2 weeks in a row now. Very I'm on a good. Roll. I'm on
I love
a roll.
It. I love how you stammer just enough to hit the post.
Me too.
Two times in a row.
And I still have to speed it up at the end.
And two times out of 50, how many shows?
Well, almost 60.
Yeah, two. No, yeah, we're about 60 shows. Almost. Yeah.
So that's not bad, 2 for 60.
Oh, God. We're 40-something on the last season, and now we're on to episode, like, what, 12?
You fail. I'm saying
yeah,
you
like
fail.
47 last
You're
year.
You're batting 30.
Plus 12 is 15. We're close. 59 or 60. We're around.
Hey, loves. I'd like to start with the elephant in the room.
Yes.
Like, I was cheery all through this, barely holding it together. Yeah. So.
Oh, you hadn't heard that yet. Yeah. But, yeah. Well, let's just talk about last week how that was.
Yeah. I did a little bit. I wrote a little bit in the blog post of the podcast last week. In case you missed it, though, and just listen to the audio. Our good friend Jess Blaze passed on Tuesday after the recording of last week's episode, which is why we didn't get to it. Nick, you know a little more about that than me.
Well,
a little more than detail.
As far as like what people want to know is, I heard a couple of stories, and I kind of put together my version of what I think happened. And they said that the EMTs were saying that she had a blood clot in her lungs.
Right.
And somebody else told me she had an aneurysm, and I assumed that those things are connected. And she was in her bed. She was, you know, hopefully asleep. And I mean, there was absolutely nothing anyone could have done or known.
Well,
you certainly don't see that coming.
Like her dad said at the wake, the Lord came and he took her in the night, and it was her time. And you know. I've stopped being mad at him for it. I was pretty pissed the first day.
Yeah.
First couple days, I was pretty pissed about it. But I've come to accept it a little bit, you know. As much as we can, I still expect her to walk through the door there, man, at the clubs.
Yeah, it was strange there on Saturday not seeing her there.
Right. Right, because the weekend before we had all just been at a birthday party.
Yeah. I mean, we were like the last podcast, the first thing we talked about was how
her
fun her birthday was.
Yeah. What a blast.
Yeah, and she had a rad birthday party. Yeah. Her mom was there, and also just
her
took
mom
her mom to Burning Man.
Yeah, that was fun to hear her mom talking about.
Yeah, she's moving here now because she thinks that, you know,
this is
where
Jess's loved.
Family, and I want to be with them. Yeah. And her dad totally said what we did on Saturday was what he needed to have happen, and it was great to hear him talk.
Yeah. Because I, you know, and for me and for my part, and I hope for a lot of us who are involved in putting on shows in Reno, you know, it's now our job to make this a kick-ass summer and make sure all the shows, we all have a great time.
It's going to be a great summer. It's just, you know, too bad. Jessica won't be here, but I mean, I'll never forget her. I can hear her voice
Her
right
spirit
now.
Will be in all of us, you know.
Absolutely. Like, yeah,
I can't imagine.
A huge part of her will be here.
Yeah.
It's just we can't, like, hug it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. We can hug and look into those beautiful eyes that are like,
do a shot with her at you. And laugh with her a little bit.
The sparkles. Yeah.
And I'll have to say that Jess was a huge part of Mary Anarchy every freaking year.
Yeah.
So since she got here.
We are going to miss her in that, but we've also got people stepping up the plate for Mary Anarchy this year.
Yeah.
And just instead.
And I know for our show too here, the Worst Little Podcast, Jess was one of our biggest supporters.
Yeah.
Always telling everybody
fun
about
guest
her.
Too.
Yeah.
To have her just be with us in the room was
and that show everybody just got trashed.
Yeah.
So I mean it was a party.
Way to go, sober guy.
It was because we're pulling out the drops. We're piecing together stuff to get a little piece of what it was like having her here. To put at the beginning of today's show, and as it got further into the show, the shots were really flowing, and so
it was
pretty fun and funny.
Yeah.
And I've heard Jess in both, you know, all those states,
beginning,
middle, and end. Like we're it's the end of the night, and
you
know, this is how we talk.
Falling
now.
Out of the chair moments.
I totally understand what you're saying.
But totally, like, she was a solid promoter of music.
Yeah.
She would do whatever it took to market and promote a band
and
in the appropriate way.
Nick said this last week, too, on Tuesday when I saw you. You know, she was a true believer. Yeah. She was a true believer in the Reno music scene, the power of music, and the power of this community to, like, pull together and make awesome shit happen.
You know, it's difficult to do that kind of stuff, and she never got turned away from it. She always was full speed ahead trying to make everything a little bit better here.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. A doer.
Yeah.
Like, and when... Yes, she was a doer. And when I'm kind of biting off my wife, but when people like that believe in you, it makes you believe in yourself. And then you actually, you know, can pull off the things that you dream about and want to do, like, because you need that.
Self-fulfilling momentum.
You know? Absolutely.
Absolutely. She helped me achieve many goals, you know, like, beyond Mary Anarchy, I mean, and then we would reciprocate. We, you know, we'd all work together, you know.
And now we have this.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Great drop. Great drop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep that one. Keep running in the bed. Totally.
She'll always be around. But, man, it's people like that that have shows happen. I mean, you see great shows and great music, and it doesn't go on unless there's somebody behind the scenes making it go on.
She was one of them.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, yep. Deep breath, and let's move on.
We love you, Jess.
Yep.
Thank you.
Love you so much.
Thank you for everything.
Steve.
It's a big hole in my heart now, but.
Yeah. Woo. So.
All right.
Love the family.
Yep.
Wait, and Jess gets her very own ding. Her very own ding this week. Yeah. All right, so. What's going on this week? Hey, actually, I have a great idea. Can I just, like, mix things up completely?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've had a segment in the show called What's Maddie Drinking in the Past? And Matt never answers his phone anymore.
Oh.
So this week, I'm going to call somebody else. Oh, God, I hope he's still sitting by his phone. He's waiting patiently for me down in Louisiana. This week it's What's Kent Drinking down in Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
And 2 hours in the future.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
We can ask him about what's going on.
In the future, since we're in the past.
Recent past.
Well, and this is still the past to anybody listening to the show, but.
It's getting close to 3 a.m. out there in Louisiana.
There it's ringing now.
I'm confused.
Good. What time you listen to the show? It's 2 hours ahead of wherever you are. Oh, come on, Kent. Don't fail me now.
That's Central Time, right?
Good evening, Reverend Dowd.
Hey, Mr. LeBray. How you doing this evening?
Not bad. Not bad. And yourself?
Well, we're here on the podcast. You're on with us, not live on the air. Say hi to the internet.
Hello, internet. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Kent.
Hey,
hi, Kent.
I don't know if you can hear them, but everybody else in the room is saying hello.
Hi, Kent LeBray.
Hi, Kent.
I heard them.
Awesome. So, Kent, the question of the hour, what are you drinking?
Right now, it's Jack and Sprite.
Jack right. and Sprite. Well done. Well
That's
done.
A man's drink.
Now, I tried Jack and root beer earlier, and let me tell you, that was not a winning idea.
Too much.
You know, Jack Shots with Grape Soda Chaser was always one of my favorites.
Have you ever tried the Jack Shots with Grape Soda Chasers?
No.
Yeah.
Jack would probably be all right. Jack would probably be all right with a root beer chaser, but no, I mixed them.
That's the key.
Good separately,
the key part
but
of the ingredient
maybe not good
process.
Together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, hey,
that
Kent.
Was great.
Well, hey, Kent, thanks for talking to us. I'll call you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for answering.
That's perfect. And watch him call me back going, hey, dude, what the hell?
Well, it's rad. Kent from Louisiana is now part of the show.
Yeah.
You scanned him. Right.
Well, no, and Kent is a weekly listener. He does awesome. Listen all the time.
Well, thanks for listening.
He's a really good buddy of mine from back when we lived down there. So.
Is he hot?
In that French kind of way.
Really? That's not bad gay? If you don't have to smell them.
Well, he does shower. He is a man of grooming.
Does he prefer women or men?
He is an American. Well, oh, he's about a man's that? Man.
So you're saying he doesn't shave his armpits?
Nick, he prefers women.
Yeah, and you know, yeah. Nick, when you're enjoying the beauty of a sunset, do you care if it loves you back?
I just wanted to know, because if they were going to make a love connection, you got to start with the first
question. Oh, you're right. You're
oh,
right.
No, I'll just lead Rick along.
I appreciate that. Will he have shirtless pictures of himself taken in a bathroom mirror with his iPhone on his Facebook?
Probably not.
Because I'm a big fan of that.
But there are pictures of him giving the camera curious looks with his raised eyebrow.
Sexually. All right, well, talking about people.
You like that, right, Rick?
Politicians.
Yeah. Yeah,
taking pictures of themselves in the mirrors.
Hey,
our favorite
shirtless politician in the mirror, Mr. Dave Iazzi. How you doing this week, sir?
Doing very well, very well.
Happy to have you here.
Welcome to Sparks.
There's the peanut gallery applause.
Welcome, Sparks. I actually grew up about 7 blocks from where we are in this secret underground dungeon.
No way.
So are you native? You're native to the area?
Yes.
Ah, congratulations.
I've lived my entire life within the McCarran Ring before there was a McCarran Ring.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember when they finished it, and me and my friends drove around it as like an exciting thing.
Do you remember
it
was an awesome. Extreme?
You know why that makes me happy? It makes me happy that you have friends.
Dave, we were all sitting there watching to see how quick Dave would be a dick.
You're about 50 years too late. 50 years.
Now, okay, I'm kind of calling Rick out on something here. But Dave, do you remember an extremely large tree in Sparks that you could see from anywhere in the city?
And it was one of those ones that goes like a quarter mile into the air, and it's just straight up and down, and really, really
the
tall.
The only thing like
a pointy one, like the one on Lander and Arroyo over in Reno.
I think you're thinking about Seattle and the Space Needle.
No. You're blank stare blank answers stare. All my questions. Rick, you're full of shit.
I am not. In the backyard of
the
this house,
tree.
It was probably right across from Pyramid Highway. Here was big radio antennas where KOH used to broadcast. So those were the tallest things around.
Those weren't trees, bro.
Directly across a pyramid from those trees was my backyard with that giant tree.
Okay, now you're telling people. People, where we are.
Well, within six. Most of Reno, we announce this address every time we have a backyard party, so it's okay.
Yeah, which is coming up at the beginning of next month.
So we'll be announcing the address again.
Shortly.
If you wanted to find us, you could.
It'd be pretty easy.
It wouldn't be hard.
Geolocator on the backyard.
Luckily, only our goofy friends want to do that.
Do we have a date set for that party, by the way?
It is June 2nd.
That'll be June 2nd.
Okay, but we're not done promoting Marianne Arcade.
Yeah, that's the great undiscovered.
No, we got a big horseshoe tournament on the 16th, so I wanted to make sure it didn't conflict.
Oh, you're confusing
everybody. You better
friggin'
be here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I'll just get into it now, though. I was supposed to go to my cousin's wedding in St. Louis. I'm taking my daughter back to spend half the summer with her grandparents and all this stuff. And I was
– right before Marianne.
I was making plans, and then I found out that weekend was actually not the Great Undiscovered, but the Reno Block Party on June 30th. So I completely – this was 2 weeks ago. I told my mom, absolutely no, I can't leave town that weekend. I have to be here because screw my family. I'd rather be with my real family here in Reno at the block party.
Hosting for your Reno family.
Yeah. So please check that out. That's
you already booked that gig a year ago.
Right.
So.
That's a big event that Jess was a big part of putting together. And
it was her baby.
It's a lot.
I'm going to say it.
It's a busy day.
That was her baby.
We're going to be doing a lot of work with that. So I definitely want
partners.
We're talking about promoting shows. This next month, we've got a show, an awesome show every other effing week for like the next month and a half.
That's great.
So, like big festival.
I have a question real quick while we're talking about Block Party.
Yeah.
Did Did you have any hand in getting that going downtown with the?
Yeah, she asked me for some help, and we stepped her through the process, and I think it's time for people to step up again and help out with this. I know they're calling for volunteers.
I'm in.
To make that go again this year, and that'd be a wonderful thing downtown to keep that going.
Yeah, I think so.
Nick and I volunteered last year, so the thing is also like if people want to make events like this happen continually in Reno. Like, what process do they need to go through? Are you a person that can speak to that as far as, like, the permits happen?
It depends on where you want to have it. And what I try to walk people through is the time frame you've got to get the permits. It's not hard to get the permits, but you can't – it's really difficult if you go in a week before and say, I want to block the street off or book something.
Set yourself a timetable.
So you got to set yourself a timetable. Do it up front a lot earlier. And it's not as hard as you think.
Yeah. Well, and I know also doing roller derby. Jessica, your daughter, also does roller derby. And so it's been fantastic that we've got the support of the city to do it downtown. And we got the support of America Shell at times to do roller derby downtown. So there's awesome avenues if you want to have a public event to find the ways to make that happen.
Yeah, I think that if people do it in advance and come up with something really fun to do, right now we're looking at changing the policy to make it easier for people to use some of the events and not have to go through the policies. It's all been wrapped up in the pub crawls people have been thinking about. But a lot of that pub crawl discussion was making it actually easier for other people to get permits.
Oh, cool.
Good. Because, I mean, you know, like a lot of people here talk about how, you know, oh, it's so hard to get anything done, but we want something to happen here. And, you know, and a lot of it just boils down to, you know, like you said, setting a timetable, setting, you know, achievable goals, not a week beforehand. And
having a mission and having a business plan.
Yeah, having the motivation. And
that's really one of the problems is people sit back and say, it's too hard to do anything, so I won't.
That's why
Jess is the one who made stuff happen. She didn't take that answer. She just went and said, I'm going to promote everyone. I'm going to make it easier for you.
What do I have to do to get it done?
What she did is a lot sort of like what Art Town does is she got the venue together so people didn't have to worry about it. They just came and performed. And that's how you support a lot of the groups. But somebody's going to have to step up again and start looking at that and seeing that she could do that, and so can they.
Absolutely. And I know Gorilla Productions isn't going away either. They've still got stuff on.
It's
on
just like having that heart and caring about it that much is hard to find, you know.
Yeah, it's like you just got to make a couple phone calls and get in touch with the city and see what you can do and what it's going to take to do it.
Right.
So people just
and
need
also
to get
being able
off
to like
butts.
Sponsor the vendor permits and things like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So. There's a lot of little things, and it's all depending on what you want to do. If you serve alcohol, those are different rules. If it's going to block off a street, that's another whole set of rules.
Totally.
That's why you want to get in early to see which departments you've got to work with.
Awesome.
So keep that in mind, folks out there planning stuff.
Because
we know there's a bunch of you out there.
Promoters.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Rick,
coming
let's
up to the ranks.
Take us to a song.
Well, we can't.
Well,
I'm
going to do a little full circle. I'm going to do a little full circle.
Baby, you always have
here.
To pass it to Rory first. It's,
okay. I'm sorry. Okay, see you later.
Well, no, because
we're
talking about all the event promotion and our promoter, you know, and so some of us have talked about this before. It's spooky, similar to 9 years ago when we lost Mary, who we're commemorating this weekend with Mary Anarchy.
Yeah. True that.
Who, Dave, you've also been a guest at many, most of the times, I believe. And so this year's Mary Anarchy, we've got some great acts lined up for you. What are we hearing some music from right now, Rick?
A couple of the headliners.
See how I did that?
Although you should have passed it to Josh.
But totally, dude, because Josh
put the music
Chewbacca
together.
Set this up.
Well, Rick's just
I don't know. What do we got? I think something by Rick Astley.
He's headlining, right?
Well, no, but the band that is headlining, I think, is going to play mostly Rick Astley covers. All right. Well,
I warned Dave. I should have warned Josh.
who was that? What was it? No, we got, I mean, Fat Couch is playing Friday night, correct?
Yeah, Nick? Let's do some of that first.
Yeah.
Fat Couch is playing Friday. Right, they've been gone for a long time, and we got some
This is like the Eagles getting
cool
back
shit,
together.
Yeah.
We got people coming in from all over the place.
Pete's coming in from New Hampshire. Yeah. Steve's coming in from
Enthusiastically. Scott Lawrence coming
Scott
in from the Northwest Reno.
The Northwest Reno area.
Kicking and screaming.
And Nick Ramirez live from downtown.
Yeah.
I'm coming in from Dogwater.
Yep. Well, there's 150 bands that are awesome also playing leading up to them, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Bands
we'll talk about the band list later.
In like 12 hours.
Yeah. It's they be all have 45-second sets.
Yeah. Yeah. And 20-minute setup. All right. So.
So we got a Fat Couch song they're playing Friday, and the Blacksmith song that Nick and Chris Smirnez, an old friend of ours, wrote together. It's a good Fat Couch song, I think, and if you want to play that one, Rick, it's track 4 in there. Pete.
Oh, that's
so
the
Nick,
wrong
button. Nick, Chris Smirnez has actually played the harmonica on that one, right? Nick? Hello?
Awesome.
Nick?
What's up?
What's going on?
Did I get the wind?
No, the wind was you for a moment there. Oh. Yeah. I was going to play it off, but Josh really wanted to stick it to you.
I just had an honest question. I didn't even notice you weren't here.
What was the question?
That stuff from the Violet CD, did Chris Smirnez actually come in and record the harmonica portions with you guys in the studio?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
At Granny's, yes.
Yeah. Right on.
Back in the Granny days.
Yeah, man. That was like an amazing experience.
Badass record. The CD sounds so good.
It still stands up till day, man. 12 years later, I feel like it still stands up.
Tom Gordon really put... put some elbow grease on that.
Is it 12
or
is it what was
15.
15 years later.
Maybe more. I don't know.
You're getting old, Ramirez.
I am getting old, man.
I think it was.
My hairs are starting to come.
You were a fresh-faced young dork back then.
I don't know about that.
I know. I've seen the dork pictures. Part.
I agree with the dork part, but.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
That is a great job, man. We got to keep that forever.
So when's the rest of Fat Couch coming into town? You heard from
anybody? Well, he's supposed to be here tonight, the night we're recording. In the recent past. Uh-huh. And then when this comes out, Pete Tiffany will be here.
Nice. Okay.
So when you guys are listening out there in Radioland, our friend Pete Tiffany from New Hampshire will be here.
The planets will be aligning.
And I've got the craziest fucking week coming up, man. It's like tonight's in the recent past, we were going to have an open mic at Jub Jub's for Jess Blaze because she was a consummate supporter of that.
Yeah, she's so been much there every like Marianne, since it got too. Started
like,
again.
All the things she did is so much like Marianne, and the way she made people feel was so
those
much
two
like Marianne.
Are probably hanging kindred out together
I think
right
Mary
now.
Was totally at the door souls. Just all, yeah. Hey, let my friend in. We High haven't five. Met yet. You know? And same with her. She's like,
she
I'm
knows everybody I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Already, you know, they got so much to talk about. Yeah. So I'm sure.
But yeah, so we're doing the open mic. There's a heaven. Tonight. That's and what then what else is your crazy week involved?
Oh, and then like, okay, so then I got present practice on Tuesday, and then I got candy shop on Wednesday, and gunshot liquor on Wednesday, and I got gunshot liquor and fat couch on Wednesday, and I got Thursday gunshot liquor and fat couch, and then I got fucking Friday to perform with candy shop. Present and Fat Couch.
I'm so cool.
And then Saturday, I'm going to perform with Hella Acapella and Gunshot Liquor.
What are you doing Sunday?
And then Sunday, I'm going to take a nap.
Watching the fucking eclipse.
Yeah.
Well, that's
probably
in the afternoon,
I'll probably be in bed with Pete, Scott, Steve, Maya.
All
my dog.
All in bed together?
Yeah, you bet. It's
going to be a I'm not sure my bed that way.
I'm just kidding.
You're a lucky
totally
lady.
Not going there.
No, but yeah, it's good to hear some old songs. And it's going to be great to play them.
And that weird moment was brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your pinky link.
That's right. I got the shirt on today.
No, actually, to get to the real sponsors.
Rock out with your pinky out.
I do this segment of the show is brought to you by the fine people at Stingray Tattoo.
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
F and A.
Yeah. Tattoos are great.
Yeah.
They hurt. You need more. If you're a pussy.
Does Dave have tattoos?
Yes, Dave, do you have tattoos?
Not that anyone would ever know about.
All right.
Wow. So that's a yes.
Except for a Mrs. Iazzi, of
course. That's not a yes.
I'm still a little bit stuck.
I like making lots of assumptions about people.
That's okay.
I'm still a little bit stuck on the fact that Dave Iazzi spawned a roller derby girl.
Oh, yeah.
A badass.
I had no idea.
I'll tell you the story about how roller derby even started. It was about a year before roller skating in downtown Reno was illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I passed all this stuff and had that
law been on the books since the 70s?
Oh, yeah, what? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Probably before that. No roller skating or skateboarding or anything.
Yeah, there's a few block area down there where you're not allowed to roller skate or rollerblade or skateboard or
correct.
Anything.
So I got that law changed, and then we had a party at our house, and my wife talked to some of the roller derby girls. They were wondering where they're going to practice that, and she said, why don't you just go down there? They just made it legal to practice downtown. Why don't you go on that plaza? Yeah, and my wife's always making those connections, and that's how come roller derby started where it started.
Nice.
Thank you, Dave.
And that's a pretty good spot for it.
Thank my wife.
It's a really good community local thing we have here in Reno that draws a good really, crowd of people.
You were there at the start,
I would like
right?
to interject.
You were year one, right?
I would like to interject. Like, there was some contentious things about roller derby being down at the Rink of the River.
Mm. Let's hear that.
And so we had a number Sweet Ruin and I and Priscilla DeKilla and some other people went to a city council meeting.
Yep.
And said, okay, So you guys have, you know, your boobs hanging out. You have, like, fishnets and things like that.
You said that to the city council?
On the Harris picture above
well, no,
Harris, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
oh, yeah, exactly.
They're like, yeah. Okay, so that's their complaint. And also, unfortunately,
oh, I got you.
We had a band that played that said the F word.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Multiple times or just once?
What was the band?
Multiple times.
Yeah, what was the band?
Yeah.
Crying out loud. It was...
you almost said the F word.
It's okay.
Oh,
it's okay. We're on the internet.
That would fucking be a mistake.
No. It was Zach Damon's new...
Miracle Drugs?
No, it was like before that. It was... I know. Delinquents.
Big in Japan? No. Oh,
you're
thinking
juveniles.
Of the juveniles.
Juveniles.
Was Zach in that?
No. But that,
oh, was
that
friends,
was
right?
His new like bandmates were in the were in Miracle Drugs and like other bands that he's done.
Gotcha.
So the juveniles were playing and they had like cuss words and then we were in our like little tight little derby girl
hot
outfits,
uniforms.
What is it?
And boobies hanging out
we show
and stuff
up.
Like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
And we went to the city council meeting and said, hey, okay. They're like, oh, this is inappropriate. You know, for a local venue. And like, we took a picture of the Harris thing that had like a cowgirl, like in a cowgirl hat.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And
her.
She was naked. Oh, I know. Totally hot, right? Totally naked. But she had her blonde hair covering her boobies. And
not her whole
hands,
boobies either.
Hands. Yeah, yeah. No, there was side boob and there was front boob, stuff like that. But there was,
everything
there was
but the
no
nipple.
Nipples.
Yeah. Josh,
there was no nipples.
Yeah. Well, I drive down that street a lot.
And so, like,
you should see the big grin on your
Josh
face.
Josh has
right
a
now.
Catalog of
not so much
lately.
Doesn't drive down
marquee.
That street so much lately.
Not anymore. Yeah.
So her hands were covering her crotch, the whole thing. We're like, how are we more obscene than this? And Dave Iles, who was there, like, totally straight up.
He's like, that's a good point.
This is, like, you know, it's. Athletics, it's sports.
It's community too. Like
and it's Reno.
Yeah.
It is.
Right?
Totally Reno.
It is so Reno.
Totally Reno. And also
I mean really if this town wasn't partially built on tits and ass, I don't know where we live.
Totally
and Nevada like, too. I mean like Reno, but you made it battleborn because it's about Nevada.
Yeah.
It's even bigger
and
than Reno.
What is roller derby if it's not like NASCAR with tits?
Yeah.
So the thing is we took a totally underutilized space. Which
used to house one of the most beautiful buildings in the state.
They both right. just yeah. go in a circle, though, so I kind of get it.
Yeah. But we were,
Nick, welcome
we were
to the
luckily,
party. Nick gets jokes.
Yeah, we were fortunate with the supporting of the city council, thanks to Dave, to be able to use this space and get protected time to use this space for roller derby.
Great spot from there on that plaza. You can see.
Yeah.
All these great buildings and the rivers right there. It's gorgeous.
Totally. Yeah.
Good place to spend a summer afternoon. Evening.
Off the top of your head, do you know what their schedule is this year?
I know their next bout is on June, I believe, the 14th.
All right.
So. But I'm not quite sure.
What? Is it the
it's
Roller
at the
Kingdom?
Rink of the Rink.
Oh, it's
rink
on
the Rink. Yeah.
Oh,
the
right.
Mapes.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So they just had their bout on Cinco de Mayo. And it was a mixed team scrimmage. And my girls, Sparrow, love her, and also Mary Mahler, they were the coaches, and they both led both teams that they coached to victory on both times. So
awesome.
We've
got
a
you,
very strong team.
Sexually.
So keep up with that. Listen here. We'll have more about that later in the
sexually.
Summer.
Where's my Zombo?
Sexually. Thank you, Zombo.
So Dave. Yeah, all right, you go.
No,
Dave.
You go.
I was going to say, what do you got coming up for yourself here? You're a man about town.
He's playing Jub Jubs next week.
Well,
right?
You're not doing city council no more, right?
I'm termed out. I've been on for 16 years, so I can't run for city council anymore. And it'll be done in. But I'm termed out. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. So November, I'll be done with city council. I'm running for school board now to see what can happen there.
Can't get rid of you.
You represent the Northwest area, right,
Dave? I voted
right,
for
Dave?
You.
So yeah, the, yeah, I represent the Northwest area. But in Reno right now, and the voters are going to have a chance to change that this year, everyone votes for all the council people in Reno right now.
Uh-huh.
In the primary, it's just your ward. But then in general, you go citywide. And some people want to change it to you just run in your ward all the time.
So you're only the people in the ward. It's kind of like the county commission does it that
correct.
Way, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Just the people in that area vote for who represents them?
Correct.
Well, you know, that might not be a bad thing.
It's the voters going to decide. There's pros and cons both ways. I don't really mind which way it goes. I sort of like the way it is now because I have to pay attention to everyone in the city right now.
I like that too.
When I see things happening at the county commission, if there's something going on in southeast Reno and only one commissioner represents that area, the other four can just ignore them. Those voters aren't my voters. I don't care.
If it's not in my backyard.
Exactly.
Yeah. And southeast Reno and Incline Village probably have different agendas.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And I have to when people complain to me about something in their neighborhood, I still have to worry about it because they also get to vote for me.
Yep.
So it makes me a little more responsible, I think, throughout the city.
Yeah, don't tell me that tree wasn't there.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. I just didn't know about it.
He's a Reno city councilman.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
So you screw you, totally screw Sparks. Right.
Of course, when I was here, that tree was probably just planted because I've been here a lot longer.
And it was cut down when I was 9, which is 31 years ago.
Yeah, okay, I left in 75.
Oh, Jesus, so you wouldn't know. Okay, well, it was a baby tree. Then, so.
Well, according to Wikipedia, you were born in 74.
Yeah, well, that just goes to show you, Wikipedia's not always right.
You look awful for 37.
Yeah, lived a fast life.
I wonder what my 37-year-old son has to say.
Is there anything you're really trying to get done before you leave office? I mean, is there?
Yeah, this fire stuff, we're trying to get that solved right now.
Is that making any headway yet?
Yeah, well, Reno's decided what we're going to do, and the county's decided what they're going to do. There's still a couple things to worry about. I think the citizens of Reno are going to be fine, but I wouldn't want to live in Hidden Valley right now or Collin Ranch. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
And we have budgets. This week is our budget hearings for everything. I'm on a lot of other boards because I'm on the city council. I'm on the RTC board and the TUMWA board for water and the regional planning governing board and all these other boards, and you're required to vote on the budget all in one day by the state law. So I've got to run around on Thursday to a lot of different budget hearings and go to those. So getting all those budgets together has been what's taken up a lot of my time in the last couple months.
Mm. Well, sounds like no fun.
Yeah.
Well, it is if you get what you want done. I mean, that's I sort of like the budget
like
process because I get a lot.
It'd be fun.
This year we're going to find the money. We're going to tear down Moana Pool and the ball field and everything and start building some new stuff.
Like kind of a painful experience for me because of my sentimental attachment to the ballpark, but I certainly understand why you might want to use some of that land for something a little bit better.
Right now it's just in a horrendous shape.
Yeah, it is. And maybe if it had been kept up, but I know it's not. It wasn't in good shape even 15 years ago when they had, you know, some semi-pro teams playing there.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
I had some really great memories when I was a kid hanging out there at the ballpark. So
yeah, everybody does.
Yep.
Was all it the Chuckers and the Silver Sox?
Well, my dad started taking me to Silver Sox games in the 70s, and the Padres were there. The Reno Padres had some really pretty good teams. Roberto Alomar played there one game. Him and Ken Griffey Jr. played against each other. That was pretty nice.
Rad.
And, Kevin McReynolds had a great year there in 82. I think he hit about 30 home runs for us before he got called up.
Yeah, you know, I listen.
That's why you're the archivist, man.
I listen to that Beatles song a lot in my life. You know, they say, you know, there's things that have gone and things that are still there, and it's a good song to listen
for sure.
To.
Yeah, they got a plan. Somewhat, what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, two soccer fields are going to be put there. We have the soccer groups are coming forward, and they're going to pay for most of the construction. We're paying for the demolition, so that's very good. And when we started that, the Little League guys came forward. So why don't you demolish our Little League fields?
The Jack Tye
fields.
We want
to rebuild
right there,
those. So that whole block will be redone.
That'll be nice.
But still keeping it kind of a sporting complex.
Yes.
Area.
With a revamped Moana area.
What's going in?
Front now, right?
Two soccer fields where the ballpark is right now, the Silver Sox Park, and then they're going to redo the Little League fields where they are, and we'll leave the part open if we ever raise enough money to build a new pool.
How about the
sweet.
Okay, so that was part of my question, the Moana pool. You're going to just make a new pool, right?
Well, we don't have the money to do that. There was a group that was going to go try to raise some money. I mean, they're looking at $30 to $40 million to build a new pool.
Damn.
And wow. we just don't That's have that
a
money.
A big
anymore.
Hole with water yeah. is expensive.
Yes, it is.
Especially in the desert. Yeah.
Well, you can't just bury your refrigerator and put some water.
What if they built a gigantic above ground pool?
Now I'm just imagining like 60 refrigerators in this like sunken cube shape.
Your hot springs. Cool springs.
Is the VFW building back there part of city property too?
No, they own that property themselves.
That's good. Okay.
So when they build a pool, one of the things they said before, because we've talked about that, is if you build them office spaces and meeting spaces in the pool, they'll give you that land. So mm-hmm. we can work with that too.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
So it kind of led to my question too, is I had this question about, okay, so the last occupants of the pool were the Occupy Reno people.
Yes.
And you've maybe help me out with the story there. What? You were supporting them, and then what happened?
They turned into tumbleweeds and blew away.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I support people's right to gather and the right of free speech. And I thought
so do we.
And I thought that the Occupy
about the free
movement had – it was just a free speech. I didn't care what they were saying. But I got to say they really disappointed me in their lack of really getting anything done in Reno.
Yeah.
I think in other areas they might have got – but they just went out there and they just sat there and they didn't make themselves do anything.
What would have, like, garnered your support more?
Well, if they would have grabbed on to any cause whatsoever and said, this is what we're supporting or this is what we're opposed.
Like making a political statement or, like, electing or, like, promoting a political candidate or backing someone? Or
As I drove by there all the time, all I saw was a sign out there for free massages. I mean, it was really, really
– Well,
I definitely see Dave's point because tracked with him on Facebook. Hell, I still track with it on Facebook. And to me, it seemed there are a whole lot of organizational meanings to figure out how they could organize the systematic distribution of information. They were just really just kind of talking to themselves about who was going to be president and secretary and a couple times they got out with some signs, but
if they learned a lesson, one good lesson there was this is not a democracy. This is a republic, and that's what they were trying to be, a democracy. And that's why I think they didn't get anywhere, because everyone had to agree, or we couldn't move forward with anything. So it really stifled
It's hard to
them.
Get a bunch of people to agree, too. I
mean, and that's why the founding fathers made this a republic.
Right. Okay. At a certain point, somebody needs to be able to say, here's the direction we're going. Focus the energy this way.
So and here's the thing. I think everyone saw that happening in the public spectrum. But what took you to withdraw your support from that?
Well, I still support if they wanted to do something, but to continue to let them, because I just saw it as a campground later on.
Well, plus, you put your own money into it.
Yeah,
right?
I did. I paid for their permit, but I would have paid for anyone's permit, honestly, if they're getting that grief. Uh-huh. But if they would have had a process that they wanted to do something.
Okay, gotta give you the thumbs up on that, dude.
Okay, so if you could up to that movement right now, what would you say? What would garner your support again?
I would hope that they learn their lesson about how to organize and what they want to do. And I think the global thing, it really did help out, because people are talking about the 99% and the 1% and all. But locally, they could still have what the old saying, you know, think global, act local. Mm-hmm. But they didn't put anything to action. And even globally, they had a couple sayings and thoughts out there that sort of hit on, but nothing directly like, this is what I want to fix. Fix this law.
Yeah, they never really clarified exactly what they wanted.
Correct.
Okay, so then
when we had him on the podcast to occupy.
Did that guy ever come back for his backpack, Rick?
I would just like to say that guy left a bag here and never picked it up. And I sort of set it aside so that it wouldn't get – nothing would happen to it. And every time I'm like going through stuff and I see that dust-covered bag, I think there's a human head in there. I never
looked inside?
No, I'm afraid. Like, I don't know what – for all I know, it's like a bag of Coke. Like, I have no idea what's in there.
After the show, we're looking at that. Yeah.
Well, I think we should go through it on the show.
Oh, that'd be good.
Maybe next break.
I got a feeling it's just a roll of toilet paper.
Probably. He didn't want his real name on the air.
He never did.
Which made me think like, wow, what kind of secret like body parts are in there? Or maybe he's being chased by the Mexican mafia, or who knows? Like,
he has a sacred amulet belonging to someone.
He told us about this a long time ago.
And Cody was going to go through it, and that's why I hid it somewhere else. So Cody couldn't find it.
Like a Geraldo thing.
But yeah, he never came and got it. Like, what's up with that? That's weird.
Hey, so Dave, I just want to ask, you know, before we, sorry, I know, like, I see,
we tangent,
I see you, like, going to verse song.
I'm being signaled,
like, I want to know, like, as far as, like, what would resonate with you as far as, like, if they took action, what action would resonate you to get behind the Occupy movement?
You talk about them wanting to change a specific law or something. What would be a good example?
Well, that's where I wouldn't want to get involved, because to me it was just about them deciding what they wanted to get involved in and being active in politics. It's not that
floundered.
It's not that I want them something to change. I thought they should have said, this is how we can change something. This is how we can look around our own town and see this is what we think is wrong here, and come to council or the county commission and say, would you fix this for us?
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Really,
I think, to be honest, anybody could really look around. You know, we all have our minor beefs and bitches. You could look around and find 50, 60 different things to change, and it's just a matter of, okay, I'm going to pick this one and
Until that's done, then I can move on
to the next. Yeah, yeah. But you do have to pick a starting point instead of just talking about doing that.
Is your position the same with what Rory's saying, is that they didn't have a position, they held no position, and therefore you couldn't support them?
It seemed to me that it just turned into a campground, which isn't what we're supposed to do. You know, it just turned into a campground with no – originally it was them who wanted to go to Moana, because they said it's on a good street, busy street, where if we held up signs – people will see us. They thought that the city moved in there. That was their choice. And they were going to every day have a march from Moana Pool to downtown Reno and do their picketing and protesting in Reno, and then walk back down there, because that would sort of be a safe haven for them at night. And I don't think they ever did even that first thing that they said they were going to do.
Well, I saw them at the foreclosure auctions every Tuesday. I saw them there.
Okay.
So, but whether or not they had any impact.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any impact.
I don't believe they had an impact. Yeah. So I understand that. So
was it just
You gave them an opportunity to say something, and they just didn't end up saying anything.
And I think that's what government's job is, and that's why the First Amendment's there. Everyone has an opportunity to say something.
Yeah, it's not really up to you to support them or deny them, but just to give them an opportunity to get their point across.
Absolutely.
And that's what you facilitated that, at least.
That's what they were sort of unorganized to start, almost like getting special event permits. They didn't get their permits. They didn't have $125 or whatever it was to pay their fee. So I paid their fee, and that just so they could have the chance. But I do think that they learned, I hope, that civics lesson that I was talking about, that
totally,
there's other ways to get things done.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things. I was hoping that it would move into a political movement. Like, it would move into the next
– something.
I'm sorry,
dynamic.
Ralph Nader.
Definitely. I hate corporate greed.
You know, I'm not saying I'm pro Ralph
Nader. I can't get behind them because they don't really tell – I hate corporate greed, and I understand what they're saying.
But
I wish that they would – be a little bit more clear on what they want, and that
it's not like we're going to make a law banning corporate greed.
No,
like you got to do something.
You got to be a little more specific.
You can't just
that's what religion's
gonna narrow
for.
It down a little. Bit.
Wait, isn't that what religion's for? Ten Commandments. Something about.
Well, I heard they're going to resurrect themselves this year and sort of they took
reorganize.
The winter off, and they're going to reorganize.
I saw them out at Earth Day, but there was about 10 of them, and then there was only 10 people, and one of them would say something, and then they would all say it. But there's only 10 of them. I mean, you could have heard the first guy.
Well,
semantics is just a turnoff, man. Yeah.
Well, it's a public microphone.
They were talking about they were anti, Nevada Energy or something like that. And my wife and I were walking by them, and then my wife saw, what, and then just not have power?
Right.
And I was like,
you don't need.
Well, there's other alternatives to just having Nevada Energy, but I mean, you can't just shut down the power grid and say, all right, now we're better
live
off.
Live with that.
I'm waiting for those brave Occupy souls to go Occupy Burning Man and just walk in there without tickets.
Brilliant.
Why damn not? The man.
Sorry, that's brilliant.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
And a good segue.
Speaking of corporate
greed. On that note, speaking of corporate greed and Burning Man, gunshot liquor.
You got some
music
for us, man?
Gunshot liquor, like we played Fat Couch already, they're a big highlight. Light of Friday night. Saturday night, to close the whole show out, we got Gunshot Liquor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is like, it's like 1997 in Reno all over again. Except probably better.
More so.
Maybe not better.
Some of us are more sober.
More grown up.
I got a live song by Gunshot Liquor called Coffin Walls. It's a nice little slow song about.
Yeah.
Let's do that. And that's track two, Rick. Saturday night, come out, check it out. Nick Ramirez.
Yeah, I'm filling in for the mighty Bill Goldie.
Yep. Awesome.
Who I wish would come out so then I could take the night off and watch Gunshot Liquor. But
you do not.
The next best thing is to play with him.
Right.
Yeah. So, they want to play.
You got the shoes you got to fill. Yeah. Who's playing drums?
John Cajula. Cool. Who always gets left out of every article. he never gets any spotlight. But John... You're the man.
Hell of a drummer.
He took place of Gary Setzer, right, who we're also doing the benefit for this year.
It's complicated. This year, but Maya and I were just talking about this during the break. This year is just one boom, boom, boom after another.
Yeah, it's been kind of a fucked year.
But at the same time, also lots of great stuff happening along with it. So
it's true. You know, the wheel keeps turning.
Dave Richards got his DVDs together from last year yet?
He's working on it.
Right. Just wondering.
Has he got the DVD? Let's segue into something different. away from Dave Richards.
I will take this moment to mention another sponsor, Reno Computer Fix. The good guys, Justin and Ian over there, they'll fix your computer's problem, not charge you by the hour, but what the cost to get the job done. So please check them out. They are on the interwebs at renocomputerfix.com and Facebook.
Hey, Rory, do they do memory recovery?
Memory recovery? Yes. They do all sorts of things.
We might look them up.
Cool.
You lost some things into the great digital divide.
We have like four computers in the house that need to be consolidated into one.
Oh, and I've got a brick laptop that I'm going to take over there pretty soon.
Get an old compact, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's kind of ancient there.
Yeah.
So can I do a hard left?
Go ahead.
I want to ask about the upcoming elections.
Perfect.
And I have a huge I just want to ask about this. So the government, the GOP, put out, and I don't know if it's a RNC or whatever it was, but they put out a full page ad trying to discredit or talk about Kitty Young and her experience, where there was one incident where I believe she had, correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but had interrupted a robbery in process?
No, not a robbery. Just a report.
Suspicious.
Something happening in the house. They didn't know if someone inside was in trouble.
Okay.
And it was a neighbor of Kitty's.
Okay.
And she went over there.
And just intervene.
Correct.
Okay. As I would hope a neighbor... too.
Well, she intervened inappropriately.
Oh, stepped over the line with the police.
Okay.
But she admits it and she apologized for it. Yeah. She apologized to the police.
Okay. So, and the allegations that she was intoxicated?
I don't think there was any allegation that that happened.
Okay.
That's just what people are talking about.
That was reported.
Right.
In that ad. Okay. So.
Hmm.
So, as far as you... exhausting your seat and you a replacement. Do you have anyone that you feel would be suitable?
Well, I get asked this question a lot, and to me, I've been trying to think of a good response. And right now, it's I just kept thinking about that Music Man. You know, there's Trouble in River City,
right?
And it starts with T, and it rhymes with V, and it stands for void. Right now, there's four positions up in the Reno City Council, which is a majority, and that's a void.
It'll be a whole changing, correct. Like a whole different city council, a whole different way of thinking probably.
Correct.
Yeah, coming right up.
And so there are groups out there trying to fill that void. Nature abhors a vacuum, and it's going to fill up.
Right.
So everyone's scrambling to get their people in there. But I think that that full-page article, I never did like negative campaigning. The only reason people do it is it works, it seems to, but I don't think it always has to work in local elections. Yeah. The Republican
to see the flaws when it's a smaller, macro scale like that.
They try to get you to vote against someone rather than vote for someone.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that full-page ad skewed things way out of proportion in my mind. Didn't really say everything that happened. All those things were true. It's just the way that they're presented. Then Kitty put out a mailer that I think was not very good, the same thing, because I believe that there are some groups around that don't really care about what the candidate is. I'm not sure it was her opponent who put that out there. I think there's groups that want different people in or they want different people out. So I'm hoping it doesn't get any worse than it is now. For one thing, it was way too early. It's the primary.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's why it's so weird. Like, I didn't get it. Like, why do this so soon?
And I think both of them are probably going to get through the primary. The problem to me is there's nobody here that really knows how local politics works. There's no big machine in Reno. I mean, I really don't believe that there's a machine doing stuff. There's groups of people who all want to do something
different.
It's
strange for a group to even want to get involved in the county commission like that.
Well, but we do make decisions on things that could make or break, you know, millions of dollars, you know, approving developments or water rights or things like that. And it could, really can change things. And there's nothing wrong with someone wanting their candidate in there. That's what everybody gets to do in this
That's
country.
What it's about.
Once they get beyond the primary, it sounds like it could get real nasty.
Right. What I personally have a problem with is making this a partisan. I don't think the Republicans should be getting involved, the Democrats. Reno City Council is a nonpartisan race. I wish it would stay that way, but it looks like this is going to open that barn door up, and it's probably going to be more partisan now because the Democrats are going to get all fired up now and help Kitty out, and the Republicans. Mm-hmm. And it's just not – it doesn't belong in local politics.
It's not about
In the small
– In fact, I used to challenge people to say, watch our meetings on television, and I dare you to find out who's a Republican, who's a Democrat on the current city council. You just don't know that
the
way we talk.
National political machines, and what do they have to do with what we're worried about exactly
locally? And the way we vote on things, people wouldn't know it because we – for a while there were – five Republicans, one independent, and one Democrat. But we still opened up homeless shelters and hired police and raised taxes and did all that stuff that local government has to do.
Right.
And now that's going to – I hope it doesn't get that way to where – I'm a Republican, and that's who votes for me. And so
that turns a lot of people off on politics anyways when it gets to be about the party more than it is about the actual facts.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. I mean, I got in a lot of trouble for – I was a Republican back then, but a Republican for Reid. I thought Senator Reid – I might not like his national politics all the time. I don't like anybody all the time.
Yeah.
But he sure helps us out here in Northern Nevada.
I think that it's good to have somebody from Nevada to be in that position.
Correct.
Nationally. I think that really helps Nevada out, and that's why – I'd still support the guy, even if I don't agree with him politically all the time.
I think no matter who's back there and who's the majority whip or the majority member, they're going to do what they're going to do, whether it was Harry Reid or someone else. Mm-hmm. But I know that he's done a lot of good things for Northern Nevada.
He's steered a lot of good things to rural Nevada and Northern Nevada. Yeah.
But at the same time, Nevada ranks pretty low on getting money back from the feds. So he's not like a tax and spend Democrat that says, I just want all my stuff. Like I think I could accuse the representatives from Alaska of being, you know, just everything for my state or I'm not going to pass anything.
Uh-huh.
Right, I think he's been very fair in spreading things around the country.
Okay, so then you say you're nonpartisan.
Correct.
So your record of what you support in the Reno community is very supportive of the arts and very supportive of the city in general and moving away – if I can say this, and you could, please correct me if I'm wrong, but thinking that the idea of casino-based economy in Reno is not going to be effective in the long term. That's kind of what I've seen or what I believe to interpret in your history.
Yeah, that's correct. I don't think we've been relying on casinos for a long time anymore. For money for Reno to
and you've been supporting the arts.
We certainly right.
Okay,
and
so then
that is kind of the
that's kind of a liberal
I see in Reno here is this.
Well, not really. One of the reasons I'm able to convince the rest of the council and other people and business people about the arts and other things like all the wind power and solar power that we've done is I still think it's about money. I still think arts are good for business. And they're good for money.
Brings people downtown. Brings people.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's not just to make people feel good. It makes people want to move here, want to live here.
Yeah. It makes people feel cultural. Yeah.
Right.
To stay.
So once we could convince people of that, like Art Town helped that a lot. I've been on that board for quite a while.
Yeah.
It really helps overcome that hurdle of you're just wasting taxpayer money. It's here's the result of us.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go back and see the Montage was built. And he built it, he said, directly because of Art Town and the museum and all those things. And whether the Montage is full now or not, he still spent $200 million in the local economy putting that there.
Yeah. I mean, things turned real sour. And made
Correct.
It, so, I mean – it wasn't exactly what they expected, but it's still nice, and it's nice to have down there.
And there's
there.
People starting to move in there.
Yeah.
And,
well,
so
it's getting affordable.
Exactly. But I could show time after time how arts has helped businesses more than the other way around.
Yeah.
Well, you can just see it happening. I mean, I live downtown, so out my back window now, there's always something going on the river.
Yeah.
With that mile or whatever it is.
What?
Totally.
The river races, the new restaurant Campo. I mean, some come and go, but like this one's doing really good.
Yeah.
That's going to stay. Silver Peak's been there for years now.
You say you've been on the council for 16 years. 16 years ago, downtown Reno wasn't nearly as nice of a place to go down and spend time.
When I got here in 96-7, it was a cultural wasteland in so many ways.
Just like rollers.
We have all of this great stuff happening every week, every day of the summer.
Well, just like roller skating. It was illegal to be in the river in 1996. Oh, yeah, so we changed that and built that.
Well,
but I don't think, and
look how much fun that is. And free.
You take people from out of town downtown during the summertime. They're just like, wow, this is really nice.
Yeah. And there's hotties everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, the river park. Absolutely amazing.
Lots of people wearing very few clothes.
Yeah. And here's where I think it doesn't get enough, for me, attention or credit, is I think a lot of that has to do with Burning Man. You know, Burning Man started around here, started that community around here. Some artists started here at about the same time.
Yeah. Mm. No, it does feed it. There's a lot of overlap there, a lot of the same. Reno's
definitely
benefited.
The artistic
spirit and the I want to say – the motivated spirit, the kind of people who are going to get out and
people
do
from,
things
right.
and,
people
and
culture,
accomplish
people
things.
From different cities come through Reno because of that. And
right.
Being so close to Burning Man, a city Reno size shouldn't have all these great things that cities the size of Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco have. But we do, because I think the Burning Man has definitely helped out a lot.
I think it has.
Yeah.
Me too.
We followed that trajectory, and I think that's been very good for Reno. We just got a report on the 10-year master plan from the Reno Arts and Culture Commission. I spent the weekend rewriting it. They didn't mention the Black Rock Arts Foundation or Burning Man or including any of those or any of the stuff that you guys are doing, the underground stuff. And they said they're saying things like, we have to generate places to help out fledging artists. And I say, have you been to Dickerson Road to see what they're doing over there?
Yeah.
That stuff has been happening. You know, and it's been happening for at least that I know of for the last 3 or 4 years. It was going on 4th Street last year, and that all moved to Dickerson Road now. And I know that the IAM is just leased a property on Rondell Way to build some stuff over there.
IAM.
The International Arts Mega Crew, who built the temple last year.
Yeah.
They're back.
I just want to make sure I don't use acronyms. They're,
okay. DUA.
FYB.
So, in 16 years, I mean, you guys have done a lot, I think, in the last 16 years to make Reno a better place. I think that there was a couple of years there in when Jeff Griffin was around where things were kind of turning people off and they did some kind of things that were questionable, pushing some stuff through, I thought, personally. But I think it's gotten better and better, and you guys have done a pretty good job.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm going to defend Jeff to the hilt. I mean, I was on that board, and some of the stuff that we got done at that time, the Retrack Project, some other downtown building the movie theaters and giving that tax credit up is what – helped it get to where it is today.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if this council would have had the fortitude to do what had to be done, even though a lot of the public seemed like they didn't like it. Mm-hmm. But it had to get done. The movie theater, we got a lot of grief about the movie theater.
I thought it was a good idea from the
get-go. Yeah, green space, not screen space.
Exactly. But when I still have that on my wall.
I love having the movie
When it first opened, I would go to the movies down there by myself, and I would be the only person in the theater, and I was like, wow. I don't know if this thing is going to succeed. How are they going to do it? But now that part of the river down there, it's packed, and it's the place to go to the movies at.
Well, that's the only reason that the Silver Peak is there, because they moved there because of the movie theaters.
It's a perfect place to be.
Exactly.
And
so,
I mean, the Java Jungle
benefits
from it, too.
Reno.
You can. But it has to start with –
and not even, like, go more than 4 blocks.
No.
Yeah. Really.
That's been my worst thing is we moved about 6 years ago closer to downtown, so my wife and I ride our bikes there a lot, and we don't really go much further than Mount Rose Street. I got to say Midtown is catching on a lot.
Yeah, that's my neighborhood.
It's very
nice. I'm
still
not used to calling it Midtown yet, but it's
– And I was going to totally say that before we go to song, because I know Roy's chomping the bit to go to song, but, like, you and Dolores, you're always riding your bikes around town, and I fucking love that, man. You're down, like, just in the scenes, like, doing it, like, going to the little cafes and going to the movies and, like, going to the music experiences and going to our beautiful friend Jess's wake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I also
he's been a merry anarchist for years.
I know.
while we're plugging all the different, like, Reno redevelopment stuff going on, I'm also a big fan of the rebirth of 4th Street as a little entertainment center in town, because there's a lot of great dive bars.
Yeah.
It's dirty, but it's cultural.
Yeah.
It's okay to keep parts of town gritty. In my
I think it is. Yeah,
you know,
we're the best.
You mentioned like the underground scene in Reno versus the kind of more formal art community. Well, you know, that's where everything's built. That's where it all marinates and you know steam comes off and creates something really good. Is that grittiness? Right.
Yeah. I agree. It's really unusual to me to see it firsthand when I did the Repiano project 2 years ago for Art Town.
That was so
awesome. That was awesome.
We were visiting in town and my daughter was with us. She thought it was like we were just walking around downtown. She's banging on keyboards everywhere we go. Yeah,
but the way we accumulated the artists for that was very organic, and they're still that group is still together doing stuff, the salvagery, and and I just am so happy that they stayed together and they're having a great time doing that. It's really, really heartwarming.
And Mallory's piano is my favorite.
I like Sophie's too.
I loved hers too, but
Mallory's was in Center Camp. I don't know if people know what we did with all the pianos, if anybody knows.
I did not know what
we took 10 of them, and we took it to Burning Man, and we did the same thing out there. We set them around Black Rock City for the week, and then on Friday we grabbed them all, we piled them all up in a pile, and we burned them all up.
Yeah. Nice.
Great. And I got a lot of flack for that. People say, you're going to burn them at Burning Man? I keep saying, well, it's not
– Burning Man.
It's not Bring Them Back, Man. It's Burning Man. Yeah.
You burn things.
That's it.
Oh, I like that.
Nothing's permanent, man.
At the end of that, was there just a pile of piano wire?
Yeah, piano wire, and the harps are metal, those big metal harps. I still have one at my house.
Frame,
that's awesome.
But we had jet fuel and stuff on those. It was a hot fire. It burned up.
Wow. Awesome.
I wish it was at that one.
Josh, set up the next song here.
All right. I got a Fat Couch song, a live song called Feds. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So if you want to
hit it. Here's some old school
reasons. Check that one out. This is off the Live and Naked album that they recorded over at FSU Studios, correct, Nick?
Yes, sir. Can you see live show. Brian off?
All right.
Yeah.
Which was this, the In the Warehouse in Sparks or
Track 6?
It was by the Indian Colony.
Okay.
You'll get lost and never have a job. No, but never had a pool as fast. tilty. Nightmare like I'm Freddy. I'm like the Tuffy smoking jump. Like steady can or lazy. It's psycho. I book a mic. I'm dead now. A definite position, but I can't play piano. God damn yo. I'm singing ace on the dunk. I'm thinking it freaks the funk. And yo, I'm pop up and fuck up.
Nick's like just rocking out in the corner, doing taking the time to rehearse.
Yeah.
On his
little
leg.
Air rehearsal.
Remember how to play that one?
It never hurts. Yeah, that's not a tough song to play. It's just you got to have some attitude when you do it.
That song's about
a little stamina.
That song's about puppies, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's about puppies and the FBI. You know. No, actually, it was a true story because Foat was in his house behind the blue lamp back in the late '90s, and got this weird knock at the door. Like, bam, and he goes to the door, and it's the fucking FBI for real, and, or the cops. Ooh. Or whatever, and they're like...
Wait, the FBI or the cops or whatever?
Oh, shit, I got Vampirates Dave here.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
Hold on, let me put him on speakerphone. Vampirates Dave, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
Hey, I think you called the wrong number. You got to call Rory's number to get it.
That's okay. This week it's fine.
Yeah, I got you on speakerphone right now.
It's a work in progress.
What's happening, Dave?
You're actually on the show, right, as they're speaking. We're in here with Dave Iazzi. And this is Vampirates. They're out on the road. Are you guys in Texas right now?
Yeah, we just got into Houston, Texas.
Right on.
This
right
is
on.
The short singer that I think is cute, right?
Who are you playing with?
Dimasud.
Le Dimasud's the drummer.
Oh, okay.
On the road, I am. I'm just a musical singer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who are you playing with tonight or next?
Tomorrow, we're going to be playing in New Orleans.
Ooh. We were just talking about
this. Where are you going to be at this weekend?
Territory, Rory.
Yeah, yeah.
At what?
This weekend.
Where are you going to be this weekend?
That's where Rory says to hang out.
Yeah, Louisiana. Where are you going to be this? So, what?
Well, just because, I mean, no good to tell everybody where to be tomorrow night, but are they going to be somewhere this weekend and maybe
check
them out?
In the future, because we're in the recent past, where are you going to be coming up on the weekend?
Then we will be going to Alabama and Florida.
Cool. Right.
Well,
cool.
We're in Florida. We have at least one listener there.
Yeah.
We have one listener in Alabama?
Florida.
Florida.
Oh, beautiful.
Where are you going to be? Which part of Florida?
We're starting out in Pensacola. We're meeting up with our friends, Benedict Arnold from St. Louis. Actually, I think we played some of their music when we came
Yeah. Look it up on a past, it was in October last year. Look it up, Vampirates.
Yeah. So we're hooking up with them, and they're going to do all of Florida with us. We're going all the way down to Miami and back up. And, should be a blast.
Right on, man. So we're going to be having this...
Sexually.
Yeah. We're going to be having this as a new segment. We're going to be following the Vampirates while they're on their U.S. tour, and they're going to be calling in every week and telling us how it's going. And I would be remiss not to mention their wonderful tribute they gave to Jess on the YouTube, and I posted it on Mary Anarchy and on Jubs, and... Everybody got to see them play Bob for Jess. NoFX was her favorite band. And did you guys want to say anything about that, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a shock to us just as much as anybody else. You know, just no warning sign and that kind of thing, and just a huge loss because Jess was so awesome and always contributed so much to whatever we were doing, you know, helping us get shows, whatever.
Yeah.
She loved you guys.
We were really bummed out to hear of her passing. And so the least that we could do is, go to the song she always wanted to see us play and send over to Pachorino since we couldn't be there.
And that was really cool of you to take the effort to videotape it and send it over to all of us. And very cool. And I'm sure Jess is very, appreciative, Anyway.
Well, play good, and we'll talk to you next week, Dave.
Tell Alabama what's up for us.
Yeah.
Tell Alabama and Florida, fucking Reno's in the house, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
We're going to make Reno a four-letter word.
Hell yeah.
Dad boy.
Love you.
All right, man. Later.
All right, you guys take care.
Bye-bye.
Well,
hey, so awesome. Can I ask Dave? Are there any voting decisions or any decisions?
All right, where's the right button? There we go. That's right, but no, it's no more political talk. It's time for the quiz.
Oh shit!
Oh I'm my sorry. God!
Shut me down. Go. Way too political for me this episode. Now we need to ask juvenile questions. So Dave, this is the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask you a number of random questions and score you subjectively in my head.
Okay.
So one of my favorite questions, your first question, your lover, your brother, or your mother, trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
My brother.
And why?
He'd be the least one I'd want to stay on the island with.
Great answer.
That is an excellent answer.
Are we to play with Irma? Yeah, let's play with Irma, too.
All right, you haven't played. All right, your lover, your brother, or your mother, who trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize, lovely Irma?
My lover. My lover. Because I would eat his cock.
Oh, hello.
My goodness.
She just scored mega points.
Hey, Rick, isolate that.
When did you enjoy your last enema?
Me?
Yes.
I've never had an enema.
So you haven't enjoyed one. Dave?
Ditto.
Never yet. Aww. Oh, well, you guys don't know
you don't know
you're
missing.
Out.
Nobody else
we'll
does that.
We'll make an appointment together
Neither
to make
do
them
I.
happen.
Neither do I. There we go. We've already, Dave, please to be rating your own skills as a lover. Your own skills.
Five.
A five. It's an honest answer.
Sure.
Honest answer. One for every inch. Irma.
Chaotic evil.
Chaotic evil? That's your score on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay. when was the last time you got really hammered?
Just tonight count?
tonight hasn't
You're not really
yet.
Hammered.
You're not.
Well, this doesn't come out till Wednesday.
You might have a slight buzz.
All right,
but...
then that would be like Saturday night.
Yeah.
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 Hammered yeah. in two ways.
Oh my goodness.
I was just going to let that slide.
Wow.
Dave, when was the last time you got really hammered?
Saturday night.
Yeah, there you go. Saturday night was kind of the night for it.
It wasn't with her.
I believe you.
What would you like for your last meal on this green earth?
Great question. I would probably just like meatloaf and baked potatoes.
Simple comfort
food. Yeah, right hearty. Before I, you know, get strapped down in the table and they start injecting stuff in my veins.
Shoot for killing your brother.
For eating your brother.
Oh, we understand you ate your brother.
On that desert island.
I must not have eaten them all. There'd be no evidence.
Well, your mother and your lover told on you. Irma, same question. What's your last meal?
I would have a Reuben from the Grey Goose Inn in Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
Very specific answer. Let's see. How do you take your coffee?
Black.
Black? Black coffee?
And hard.
My goodness.
Like my women.
Stiff and black.
That's why
stiff
she's and with, black. That's why she's with me, fellas.
Yeah.
We got room for...
Sexy, muscular, black guys.
Okay. Yes.
With Chipotle. Dave, gosh, what was the question?
Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee. How do you like your coffee?
Made by others.
Good. That's a great
Dave doesn't care as long as he's being served.
In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with? You pick the fight.
I think that would have to be Robert Chisholm in 2064. That asshole does some bad stuff up there. You said all of history. There's stuff
in the future.
Chisholm,
future.
Huh?
Nice. Good answer. That's a first.
Always knew that guy was going to be a douche.
Yeah.
Irma?
We didn't know you were a soothsayer, dude.
Gaius Baltar? Yeah. You pick a fight. All right. That's a fair answer, even if that is fiction. Dave, how hard
do you... We don't know it's fiction yet.
How
do
hard
you?
Do you hit your wife?
Do you?
Pardon me?
How hard do you hit your wife?
As hard as I have to.
And Irma, how hard do you hit your husband?
Pretty hard, huh?
She's blushing now.
Nick's flinching.
She wants to admit.
She's a roller derby girl after all.
You have to talk to the backboard of my bed. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Also pulling out with the good answers.
Well, that's where I was going.
All right.
Again, not with her.
Sexually.
Thing to decide this, we're going to have to get to some of the rapid fires here. Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Led Zeppelin or The Who?
Zeppelin.
Who?
Clash.
Zeppelin.
Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Oh, Sex Pistols.
Yeah, all right. Burgers or dogs?
With sauerkraut?
Yeah, just burgers or dogs?
Burgers.
Dogs.
All right. Pizza or pasta?
Never eat hot dogs.
Pizza.
That's why she wants it.
But she eats sausage. I gotcha. I gotcha, baby.
Bam.
Wink, wink.
She thought you meant actual dogs.
Right. Oh, dog is delicious. You've never had it?
Depends on the breed.
Pizza or pasta?
A pizza.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Wars.
Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Rings.
Rings.
Okay. Creamy or crunchy?
Creamy.
Gross.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Shit, I don't know.
Both.
Blind.
Blind. AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Homophobe.
You're such a homophobe, Dave.
I want to be a gay ginger, please.
That's what I say.
Oh, there's not enough of those.
As a woman, that's not that bad of a choice.
I have no good insult for that one.
You know, redheaded women are hot, but the only problem is you'll have ginger kids.
I love redheads, but I love redheaded like men with beards.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry. I know, that's like an unlike. But yeah.
It's a different show.
They're all moly.
Her one, like, gimme, if it was a celebrity gimme, is Seth Green.
Seth Green.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Seth Green, the dude from,
Seth Green.
From Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
no, that's exactly. No, right.
From Buffy.
He was Buffy. He was the werewolf
up
in Buffy.
The creek or
Robot
up the river. Or like,
oh yeah. Can't Hardly Wait.
Dr. Evil's Powers. Son.
I know. Yeah,
he's Dr. Evil.
Yeah, he was
son.
The wigger in Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
That's Wigga.
Idle Hands.
You can't say that.
My free dude. He's right. My free dude.
Weird. All right. Based on your scores, I'm going to randomly give Dave a fantastic score of 237.
Wait, can I do one rapid fire real quick?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Dolphins or walruses?
Walruses.
Dolruses.
All right. Dolruses. Walfins.
I don't know if that's weighted one way or another.
And Irma,
dolruses. Oh
Irma,
my
it was
God.
A very close game, but you came in a second place with 217 points. Nobody's paying attention. Who cares? It doesn't really matter.
Dave won by 20.
Nobody listens to the show.
I paid attention. I can do math.
Congratulations, Dave.
Dave won by 20 points. That's a narrow
margin. That is such a marvelous trophy. Where am I going to put it?
Well, we have a sticker for your bumper.
Yeah, we'll have some lovely part of the stickers.
Nice worst little podcast sticker for you.
So we are at about, I think we're at about there, at that time of the show for the one last song and the say goodbyes.
Yep,
and
yep,
remind
absolutely.
Everybody, this weekend you want to be at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor for Merry Anarchy.
That's right.
Where on Friday night you're going to be able to see all your favorite bands, including Matt Wage, Spike and Jackson, Hella Acapella, Tom Plunkett, The Firebombing, Reno We Have a Problem, The Hard Ways, Harvest and the Hunt, Pinky Palazzi.
No, that's doing Saturday.
Oh, crap.
Oh, shit. Start over.
Rewind.
Everybody.
You're going to be at Merry Anarchy, where you can see on Friday Joni Blindman, Mallory Mishler,
Joni!
The Canes, Candy Shop, Betty Rocker,
Shop.
Present, Big Remote,
Present.
Walk of Shame,
Big Remote.
Damn.
Memory Motel, Merkin, Red Mercury, Elephant Rifle, and Fat Cow.
Elephant Rifle rules.
Yeah.
Damn, I recorded
Saturday. What's happening
that
on Saturday.
Right, all of those bands
I'm
mentioned.
Going.
All right, I'll start over with Saturday. Matt Wade, Spike and Jackson, Hella Acapella, Tom Plunkett, Firebombing, Reno We Have a Problem, Harvest and Hunt, Pinky Polansky, Aversion Therapy, Gunner's Daughter, The Shames, that Blunderbuss, and Gunshot Liquor.
Woo! I'm going to go.
Be there. It's going to be a we'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll just need the edge.
Absolutely.
This is going to be a great
nice.
Absolutely.
Can we all be quiet for one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can all be quiet with that. Yeah.
Where's the best thing to do at Shays?
I don't have it. I haven't loaded up. I should get
by the exit.
I
love that one. I like that one.
I know, me too.
I want to throw a couple of shout outs for some open mics. Don't forget the spoken views.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, John Sidora.
And John, we don't know who you are or why she said that. We thought it was hilarious.
I don't
hilarious.
Care. I got her back and fuck you.
But not on Friday or Saturday night. On Thursday, we got the spoken views open mic night at the studio on 4th, 7 p.m. Sign up, all ages. $3 to get in, free if you signed up.
$3.
It goes from 8 to 11. Please go check it out. And then also check Sunday night, you've got the Strega open mics with our good friend, Mr. Matt Wade.
Yes.
Last week's guest
or the week before?
Like,
2 weeks? I don't know.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, something.
I don't know.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday state baseball tournaments going on up here in Northern Nevada this year. So we got some good teams coming up
very
from all
cool.
over the place.
Cool.
With all divisions going on up at UNR, softball and baseball. So if you got nothing to do in the afternoons, go check it out.
Yeah, go check that a little bit.
Go Answers.
The Jubs afterwards.
First little podcast, Sports Radio with Chewy.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole sports show one of these days.
No, we're not.
No, okay. No thanks.
We will never do that.
Right after we do the all-male dancing review.
That would make up
show,
for it.
Right?
Yeah. If we did the two.
Ooh, I'd like that.
I understand. Yeah.
I would like the all-male dancing
Who are those guys waiting in the living room? I thought they were next.
Yeah. No, they're waiting for Rick after the
they're
show.
Fluffers.
Okay.
Do we have one more song?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do you want to play?
Do you want to play it
on the way out? I mean, we got
some Denshaw
liquor.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. Before we do that, I would just like to say, I forgot. Today is my birthday.
What?
Oh, your birthday.
Yeah, not my birthday. The day I was born.
Rick,
but
congratulations.
Today
so
I have
awesome.
6 years sober.
Oh, it's your sobriety birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Congratulations. We're proud of you.
I remember the Mother's Day. I had to take my pregnant wife to pick you up at the Parr Boulevard because your stepfather was going to beat your ass.
Yes. 6 years ago yesterday, I was in Parr for wrecking the whole house drunk, and that was the last time Rick drank or did anything.
Congratulations, my friend. It's good to have you back. back.
Yeah. Thank you all.
And good job, really. I know that that's
Jesus
hard to
loves
do.
You, man.
You're doing a great job, Rick.
Yeah, Jesus loves everybody, but I'm his favorite.
I know. That's why I said that, because we know that.
Right. Even though you're gay.
So, but God, since we're talking God about sobriety, I was going to play a really good song about beer by Josh
Awesome.
Arter.
Yeah.
And it's a song about, it's got religion in it. I think he talks about drinking beer with the Pope, with homosexuals.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So this is right up your alley, except for the beer part, Rick. it's a song called Beer, track number 3 in there. And do you want to, are we going to come back after this, or is that it?
Yeah,
we're
closing out the
we'll
show.
We'll come back and say goodbye after
okay.
this song.
All right, let's play the all song, right. and we'll come back.
It's going to be a good weekend.
It's going to be a hoot and a holler, folks. Yeah, you'll want to be there Saturday, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Friday will be fun, too.
Yeah,
we like all of those things, too, Stacey. We'll see you there. Well, this has been a great episode, Dave. I want to thank you again for being on the show.
It's been an honor having you here.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was really a blast.
Well, yeah. Welcome to this side of the Reno scene.
Again, back to my roots here.
Yeah. Welcome back to Sparks. Yeah.
Thank you.
And will you have a link or anything for what you're up to? Do you have a website or any of that kind of stuff?
I have a website, but I haven't updated it in about 4 years. So you can follow me on Twitter if you want.
Me too.
Look for
on the Facebooks too.
Facebooks, yeah, all that stuff.
School board election coming up sometime in the future.
Yeah, there's a primary, and those elections are coming up quick, so I hope people vote.
Yeah, if you've got a vested interest, start informing yourself.
And everybody has a vested interest.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Well, once again, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd for Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, Chewy, and Ermageddon. Thank you all for listening to us, and good night, ladies.
Love you, Jess.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
The best thing to do at Chase is just sit next to the exit.